you ready to have your mind
exploded?
This is PlayStation Radio UK.
This is 97.1, you're listening to PlayStation Radio UK. I'm Simon. Over there's Ben.
Hello.
How you doing, Ben?
I'm good. I'm really tired and I have no idea why.
Maybe it's because you're tired.
Aye, maybe.
So, you had a long week.
Yeah. Yeah.
The BBC?
Yeah. Le Bourbec.
Was that in London?
No, it was actually at Wood Norton. You don't know where that is.
No.
It's in the middle of the countryside. Apparently, the only reason it still exists at the moment is because it holds some historical significance. Because during World War II, they knew London was going to be bombed, so the BBC set up a broadcasting centre in the middle of nowhere.
Cool. So why did you go there?
Well, that's where their training centres are. Okay. So they train people on it.
So that was like a work placement type thing.
Not really. I mean, I didn't train other people. I was just trained to use stuff.
Okay, so did your university organise that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good though, really good. I learned things.
Yeah. Because up here, if you go on the BBC website, you can apply for these, almost like a work experience thing, but it's more for putting on your CV.
Right.
So there's many things you can apply for. They have some radio stuff as well. You basically just go for like a week or 2 weeks.
Mm. But I got a nice certificate on my wall now from the BBC Academy that says I have complete. I can't even read it. My eyesight's so poor. I'm going to stand up and look at it. Recognition of completing broadcast studio technology.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's good.
So anything to tell about that? Or is it just...
Not really. Well, we got trained how to use the desks, and then we had to put together a 30-minute, I suppose, production, whatever we wanted to do. Obviously, it had to be audio-related.
Yeah.
We chose Batman. So, did a half-an-hour show on Batman, which was awesome. And those people that are my friends on Facebook can see it because I posted it on there for people to look at. We're still not friends on Facebook because you're scared of me.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Although when I look at your Facebook page, which I do very often, even though
Jesus.
We're not friends, it has all your information, all your photos and all your wall posts available for everyone to see, so I have no idea what the big fuss is about. So, might want to change that, buddy. But it was good.
Yeah.
It was a good week, and I learnt things. And looking forward to Christmas, because, what is it now, the 18th of December?
Yes, 18th.
We haven't done a show in a long time. Or we have.
We did, but it didn't work. Well, my end of the show didn't work. It was all out of sync for some reason.
So. Yeah, the show didn't work.
It was a good fucking episode, though.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. The audio went all wibbly wobbly, and I couldn't be bothered to make it better, so I didn't. So apologies for that, but yeah, we're here. I don't know, this is going to be the last show before Christmas, and I'm going to be driving home for Christmas tomorrow, so I, podcasting will probably not be an option, so I believe... Zippy Patrick is now home from Japan and is in the UK as we speak. His mobile's off, though, so I can't... I tried to call him earlier to see if he was up for having a chat with us tonight, but I'm sure he'll be taking over from me over the Christmas break and hopefully stay on after Christmas as well.
So we should still be here for a while. If you don't like Zippy, you can always tune in after that. I'm sure you will, though. Zippy's a nice guy.
He's lovely.
He is.
His Japan reports have... made me fuzzy inside.
You know, I haven't listened to any. I'm going to have to listen to them all tonight.
You're a monster.
That talking quiet's not going to stop me hearing.
No. Hopefully, though, by the time you've... there's a horrible wiry hair on my gloves.
Ugh. It's a pube.
It's a... Yes. Maybe. He got the PlayStation Vita before he left Japan, because that launched on Friday, and he left on... Was it Friday or Saturday? Well, I suppose actually it launched on Saturday, because when it was Friday over here, it was Saturday in Japan. But yeah, that launched, and he's got that, and he's brought it back with him, and he's got an unboxing video on the YouTubes, and I tried to put it on the feed, and I don't know why it's not there, but hopefully it will be by the time you're listening to this.
Yeah.
So that's good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Just been having a couple of quiet weeks, finished off everything I had to do for uni, so that's me sitting doing nothing until the 30th of January.
Fun.
Yeah. Apart from that, just had some snow, been snowed in a lot. Got a new camera.
That's nice.
So I've been taking some photos with that.
I haven't had any snow yet, it's just miserable here.
Oh, you're lucky.
It's just really cold.
What happened with the snow? Did I tell you I got stuck in a hole?
No.
I parked and got stuck in a hole.
A pothole?
Well, it wasn't really a pothole. I was parking and it was like this massive hole. And it was made of soil, so I tried to get out. Because my car is front wheel drive, it didn't get out because, you know, you drive in first. The back wheels don't move, so you're just kind of stuck.
For fuck's sake. How did you miss this hole?
Because there was like a plastic bag over it.
What?
It's like a booby trap. Anyway, it was behind a Bentley garage, and the nice guys at Bentley came out and helped me.
Aww.
So that took like five people.
And how much did that cost you?
I now have to buy a Bentley whenever I have a job. Hire purchase.
Good.
Take my whole life to get it.
Yeah. Be worth it though.
No.
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 There was a guy in my local town. There's this part of town where all the heroin addicts live.
Okay.
It's really fucking... It's a rough part of town.
Yeah.
This week, this isn't even a lie, this week a guy got stabbed 50 times and then set on fire.
Wow. This is Glasgow.
This is Lanark. This isn't even... This
Jesus.
Is
like, so this is just a town?
This is just a town, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Because he slept with someone else's girlfriend or something, so...
Wow.
Anyway, that is all where the heroin addicts live and stuff.
Yeah.
Someone's got a Bentley that lives there. You know, if I was the police, I'd be thinking, okay, Bentley.
Yeah, I'd be the drug ringleader.
Yeah, that'll be the leader. We'll take him down.
Take him down. Yeah, so that's good.
So, pretty much that's part. It. Snow... That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got snow. You know that bit where it's not snow yet, and it's not sleeting, and it's not hailing, but it's very drizzly and it's raining, and then overnight it just freezes into a nice film of ice on all of the pavements. Yeah, that's what we're going through at the moment, so that's nice.
What happened another time when I was trying to get home? I live at the top of a hill, which is like one of the highest hills around me, so you can't drive to it without going up.
Yeah.
And all the hills had like 2 inches of snow, which was newly fallen. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it was so slidey because it was ice underneath that I couldn't get home, so I had to walk.
Oh, you told me you had to walk home. Yeah.
But I want to tell you again because it was so cool because of the foxes.
Yeah.
Remember I said I was walking up the hill and every time I turned a bend the foxes would be out staring at me?
That was pneumonia, Simon.
Yeah,
setting
that,
in.
That was
hallucinating.
Hallucinations, yeah.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Anyway, that's pretty much all that's happened.
You're looking forward to Christmas though?
Except for the gift thing, because I'm poor, I'm making gifts, I'm quite good at you know, wood stuff.
What? I know you are. What have you got me?
Nothing. Have you got me something?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So I have to get you something as well?
Yeah. But you have to send me your thing first.
And then you haven't actually got me anything.
No, I've got you something.
You haven't? I know you haven't.
No, it's here, I'm holding it.
Is it your dick?
No. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to Christmas, except for the fact that I'm behind on gifts. So
yeah,
it's kind of like homework. It's like having stuff to do, and you're just putting it off.
Oh, fucking commitments.
Yeah.
Good God.
The thing is, because I'm off now, I usually wake up at like 4.
Yeah, so do I. Well, that's
a bit of an exaggeration, but I need to go out and get wood. You know, I don't have any money, so I can't buy it.
Got wood.
But by the time I wake up, it's dark, so I can't. So that's just a reason not to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into the news and start talking about games, won't we?
Yeah, I've got something to mention quickly though about games.
Okay.
You know, in the latest PS3 firmware update 4.0, whatever
yes,
it was,
that was fucking shit.
The quote unquote big one that allowed Vita compatibility with your PlayStation.
That's all it did.
No, it did something
some PS
else.
Plus stuff, yeah.
It did something else.
What did it do?
It removed the ability to copy games onto your PSP.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because Sony are fucking mental.
So are they just not supporting the PSP anymore?
No, you can. Right, okay, maybe I should explain this. Basically, most people who have a PSP will have their PSP games or a few PS1 classics stored on their PS3. You know,
yeah,
to copy it over or just to play it on their PS3 if they want to. But now, when you plug in your PSP and press triangle, there's no copy option. And what you have to do is you have to re-download the game. And you know when you've downloaded something and it appears as a little install bubble,
yeah,
on your XMB.
You have to copy that.
You have to copy it from there. Which means that you now, every time you want to copy a game onto your PSP from your PS3, you have to download it.
Yeah, so if you're someone that doesn't have a massive space on your PSP, and you
or
usually just
slow
switch
internet.
Your games, yeah, uh-huh.
It's really stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm going to remove all my PSP games from my thingy now, which is really just unfathomably stupid. I don't know why they would do that.
The Media Go service, that doesn't work on Mac either, does it?
There's no Media Go for Mac.
That
service still works on PC, but yeah, I don't have a PC. I've only got a Mac. So, yeah. Luckily, I've already, because I've got a PSP Go, it's got quite a big memory stick and internal memory in it already. So I've got enough room to store all of my stuff on it, and I already had most of it. But yeah, I had to re-download a few things today, which was not fun.
Not fun at all.
Yeah. So that's really stupid. I only noticed it because I was when I was packing to go to the BBC training place. I on PS Plus this month, which is really good, by the way. Was it this month or last month? One of the two. A load of Crash Bandicoot games, including PS1 classics. This is including Crash Team Racing, which is my absolute favourite. I wanted that on there, and I kept pressing triangle, and it wasn't there. And I unplugged and plugged my PSP back in, and it wasn't there. And then I googled it, and yeah, there it is. They removed it in this update.
Stupid.
I also have a code to give away, Simon.
Okay,
a couple of codes.
What?
This is, I don't know why I got this email, but it was from Sony. And now I need to find it. Yeah, there it is. From my US PlayStation account, it was three codes for 30 days free of PlayStation Plus. Now,
cool.
This is US only, and I tried to use it myself, but I couldn't, because you need to have a US credit card assigned to an account before you start it. Because basically what it does is it activates the code, gives you 30 free days, but then basically you're subscribed. So when the 30 days runs up, it will take money from your account. So cancel your subscription immediately as soon as you claim it. But it's pretty good this month on stateside. You got all three Spyro games, which we're still waiting for in the EU to come out. You also get, and the EU got this as well, you get the full game of Tomb Raider Underworld. Oh, and there it is there, making noise in the background. So, here are these codes, and that's GHHG5BNB52ML MK857KNH2H4H 7LFCB7N7 9BG9. There you go. make good use of those. Let me know if you've claimed those or not. That would be good to keep tabs on. But there you are. So enjoy those, Americaners.
If we have any.
There are some.
They see the UK symbol and just don't listen.
They're like, fuck. There we are.
Yeah.
That's all I got, man.
Let's get on with the news. I'm getting attacked by fucking tools.
Is it news now?
Yeah.
No, sure?
It's not. It's just no, it's not. I'm just lying to you.
It's just not, man.
It's just not.
It's
anyway,
just
what is it?
Not.
What are we moving on to?
I think it's game of the week, but cool. I think we're just going to do a combination of everything this week, because I've played a few things.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello there, it's Kratos, the God of War. Hoping you're all having a very good time, just here to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Just spend it with your family. I know I will be spending it with my family. My family that I love very much. Hold them oh so dear to the hole in my chest. Aries, why? Why did you have to make me so unhappy?
I played Tomb Raider Underworld, which was free with PlayStation Plus. That game is not very good.
I heard the puzzles are, like, really difficult.
Yeah, really frustrating. It just makes me appreciate Uncharted that much more. The platforming in this game is so off. You keep missing ledges by an inch, even though that's the only place you can jump. And then, irritatingly, you survive the fall all the way back down to the bottom and then have to climb all the way back up rather than starting from the checkpoint halfway up the mountain you've just climbed. And the checkpoints are dumb as well, and the combat's pretty silly. But as far as I understand from Mark, the Platinum Trophy's pretty easy, so I'm going to persevere with that. But I haven't played it for about a week because it's not good. Graphically, it's not brilliant either. Just all right, I suppose. Mm-hmm. It's no Uncharted.
Maybe you would like it if you'd never played Uncharted before.
No.
The new Tomb Raider looks good.
Oh yeah, that does. But that just looks like Uncharted, so can't go wrong.
Yeah.
What else? I bought Worms 2 Armageddon, and I played it. Because I wanted to play Worms, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's Worms, as one would expect.
Yeah.
It's just a nicer looking version of old hardcore version. Not much fun on your own. Loads of fun if you've got people to play with in your living room or whatever. But, yeah, on top of that, I finally took advantage of DC Universe Online being free.
Okay.
Free to play now. So after downloading a million gigabytes of patches and
things... Yeah, that's what puts me off.
You just have to leave it on overnight.
I mean, I wouldn't pay for that. I wouldn't do it for free. They'd have to pay me to want to download all that stuff.
Oh, come on, that's a bit harsh. It's worth it, though.
Also, I played the beta and I didn't have a clue what I was doing, so it doesn't really make me
Well, you
want
didn't
to.
Play it much, though, did you? Because I think you started playing it just as Mark and I were stopping.
Yeah.
But it was...
I came on the next day and there was a patch, so I just did it.
It's good fun, though. I mean, I had a lot of fun with the beta, and the full game is very much the same as far as I've got. I'm mentored by Batman. I am a superhero. I have a stick as my weapon, and I've managed to make a guy... A staff, then, alright? A staff. And I've tried to make him look as much like... what's his name? Nightwing? Is that it? You know who Nightwing is, Simon?
I used to, I forgot.
Okay, I tried to make
yeah,
him look...
It's Robin, but when he's not with Batman anymore.
It's Robin when he promotes himself, yeah.
Yeah.
He's too big.
His costume got too small for him.
Yeah. So this is... I'm going to send you a link now. This is my attempt at making a character that looks like Nightwing.
I'm going to have to open up Firefox, so it might take a while.
Oh, no.
I've been watching Batman on ITV4.
Which Batman's this?
The Adam West Batman.
Okay.
I don't know why they would buy that, but they have.
Who wouldn't buy it?
I mean, the ITV, maybe they thought Batman Begins is good, and so they just bought it. But it is the worst TV show I've ever seen.
It's amazing. What are you talking about?
It's so shit. That's
why it's so good.
I mean, the target audience must have been for kids when it came out. But
I don't think it was, though.
Age
it's,
that
just,
are like,
it's just fantastically cheesy.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Will Batman get out of this one? Tune in next week.
Seen the episode with the shark repellent bat spray yet?
No.
Yeah, well, he gets that because the shark starts biting his leg. And he's got it, you know, he's chomping away on his leg for a good 5 minutes while Robin gets him the shark repellent bat spray. And next to the shark repellent bat spray on a rack is the Barracuda repellent bat spray, along with several other stupid things. And then he sprays it, and the shark falls back into the water and blows up.
Jesus.
It's just ridiculous.
It was Robin stuck across on top of an alligator pit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on this kind of plank that was slowly going into the wall, so he was going to fall in.
Yeah.
And the floor was like a poster of some alligators. And every now and again, they'd like cut to some archive footage of some, you know, wildlife TV show.
It's amazing. I think it's because the budget was so low.
Yeah, and it came up, will he get out of this one, or will he end up lunch for some alligators or whatever? And then the next episode started. He escaped by Batman opening the window and helping him out.
So intense.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. But, yeah, so DC Universe Online is good, and I encourage you all to download it, because it's free. And lots of fun. Although I am a bit stuck, and I don't know what to do now. So I'll come back to that, I think, at some point. But, yeah. Oh, also, I played Skyrim, of course. Got my Platinum Trophy. Took me 144 hours in total. That was spread across two accounts because there was a game-breaking bug in my main account that prevented me from progressing in the Dark Brotherhood, which obviously you need to do for a couple of trophies.
Yeah.
In that, I was told to go and kill someone, and every time I went to kill them, I did kill them, and the marker was still on their head, and the quest wouldn't update. It still thought they were alive. And I reloaded it and tried it loads of different ways, and in the end looked up, and it turns out that in my particular case, it has happened to a few other people, but some people it hasn't happened to. As soon as you kill your first dragon in the quest that the Jarl gives you in Whiterun, that sort of, obviously, that triggers the release of every other dragon ever, so then there are dragons flying around that you just randomly get into battles with. But if you avoid that first dragon killing quest, there won't be any dragons flying around at all. So where this guy is that I had to kill, there was also a dragon, and it turns out the game got confused because the dragon was flying about as well, and that's why the quest wouldn't update. So I mean, I tried killing the dragon and then fast traveling somewhere else and coming back and then killing the guy. I tried ignoring the dragon and killing the guy. I tried running straight up to the guy and killing him before the dragon turned up, and it just didn't work. So I had to create a whole new account, and it took me about 8 hours because I had to finish the Dark Brotherhood quest line completely, because obviously I was level nothing, and I had to... I had no equipment, no gear, and I had no discovered location, so I had to walk everywhere, and it was rubbish.
So, when you were going to... For the platinum that you were going to get, you had to start the game again.
I had to create... I had to create a new character and start the game all over again.
Why?
Because I couldn't do the Dark Brotherhood questline in my main account, because it was broken.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. No, it's not cool.
No,
bad.
Not cool, no.
So that was shit. But it's platinumed, and the lag in my main account after about 130 hours, it was just unbelievable and totally unacceptable. And as I was saying to you before we started recording, when we do our, you know, our top five games of the year, probably a couple of shows time or whatever, Skyrim, although I really enjoyed it, it for me is not eligible to even go on that list, because it's just totally unacceptable to release a game in that state, in my honest opinion. So there have been plenty of other brilliant games on the, this year that will take its place. So
yeah,
there we are. Not that my opinion obviously affects Bethesda in the slightest. Oh, he didn't like our game, we better change our ways. Because there are millions of PS3 players out there that are complaining about this sort of shit. Yeah. Xbox and PC gamers aren't having the same issues, and they just need to test more.
It's funny looking at the... If you listen to the last episodes of this podcast or show, you'd find you enjoying it less and less as your save file got bigger and the bugs started to come.
More and more complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great game, and
it's
huge.
It's been like that ever since Fallout 3, hasn't it?
Yeah, Fallout 3, New Vegas, although they didn't develop Vegas, but they made the engine, which was shit. They just, I mean, if they just had a... I mean, how long have they been making this game for? At least 5 years. And they could have had someone playing a PS3 version and bug testing it. They should have... Oh, there goes my phone. They should have given it to someone to bug test and just let them play it. Like, just given them a game and said, here, go and have fun. Don't give them a checklist of do this quest, do this quest, do this quest, because that's not how it works. You should give them the game and let them play it as if they were the gamer. Let them rack up a good few hours, see if there are any problems, move on. And I mean, if they had tested it as they should have done, they would have been aware of these problems, and it would astound me if they released the game knowing that there were these issues and just planned on just, oh, we'll patch it afterwards, oh, we'll just give them some shitty excuses and advice about how to deal with it. It's just not on. It's not on, man.
So, that's been you having your fun in Skyrim.
Fuck Bethesda.
I haven't been playing much, so this game of the week is quite shit.
You're shit.
Thanks.
Bethesda's shit.
Sorry. I know, stop it.
Stop it.
Put on your tampon in and shut up.
Put on my tampon on in.
So I'm just doing the Thieves Guild, and next week hopefully I'll be playing a different game. I said to Ben that I want to get back into Dark Souls. Maybe we could talk about that next week.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Zippy's going to be here next week, so maybe he's played a game.
Maybe I should send down my copy of Dark Souls to Zippy, who is obviously a massive fan of Demon's Souls.
Maybe you should.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Anyway, we may as well just move on to Simon's Quiz, because we haven't played much this week.
No. Oh, Simon's Quiz.
Now it's time for Simon's Quiz, and it's going to be really shitty. Now it's time for Simon's Quiz, and it's going to be really shitty. He's going to ask some stupid questions that are going to be really, really crappy.
Aye, well, let's get the fuck on with it. So, Ben, what were... This is your first and only question.
We just jumping straight in, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the first five exclusive games to be released on the PlayStation 3?
On the PlayStation 3?
Yes.
Resistance Fall of Man.
Okay, that's one.
Motorstorm... not Pacific Rim, just Motorstorm.
Nope.
What?
That wasn't one of the first five.
It was a launch title.
Not in Japan, it wasn't.
Oh, fuck off, Japan. something about Ridge Racer, I imagine.
Yep. That's the two.
Okay, let me think.
You're not going to get them.
Oh, are they Japanese games that I've never heard of?
No, they're not Japanese games, they're just really shit games.
Genji, Days of the Blade.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Yes, because I do.
No, tell me how.
Because my friend played it a lot when it came out. We used to...
What the fuck?
We used to mercilessly ridicule him because he got the shit pre-order bundle that had Motorstorm and Genji in it. And we got the one with Resistance and Motorstorm in it. because he was an idiot. Genji. That was the one with giant enemy crabs, wasn't it?
Was it? Fuck!
I think so.
This is based on real historic battles. Now look at this giant enemy crab.
I think this is the one. Let me think what else, because if I got that...
Yeah, I mean, there's two more. If you get these, you're going to be named the ultimate PlayStation fan.
Oh, God. PlayStation 3 fan, maybe. Because in the failed show, you quizzed me on PlayStation 1 launch titles, and I couldn't get any of them. What else was there? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, they were all terrible. I know that much.
What was there? GT 5 Prologue wasn't a launch title, was it? Man. The exclusive, yeah?
Yeah, that's the question. But your time's up, so...
Can I get a clue?
No.
Not even just a hint. Even though it's off the record, I got 3 out of 5, which isn't bad.
Okay, here's a clue.
Yeah.
These things are... popular in Japan.
Nice.
They're like little models, and they're kind of like Transformers, but they're not.
Oh, Gundam.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Gundam.
Mobile Suit Gundam.
Fuck that game, yeah.
The other one's a Sega game. It sounds pretty generic. It's called Sega Golf Club.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Out in Europe, and it didn't come out in North America.
How the bloody hell was I going to get that one?
You weren't.
No.
Anyway, just because we're a UK podcast, I'm going to ask you a similar question.
Oh.
Which is, what were the first 5 games, exclusive or not? What were the first 10 games to come out?
Oh my god, come on!
On PlayStation 3 in Europe.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. I'm guessing FIFA was in there.
No.
Oh god. Resistance, Motorstorm. Yep. Gundam.
Gundam.
Is that in there?
Yeah, that is.
The Sega Club Golf.
Sega
Genji.
Okay.
Genji was there.
Genji's there.
Remember Genji? Was there a Tiger Woods game?
Yeah, there was actually.
I'm remembering a boxing game as well, maybe.
No.
No. God.
I'm going to put you at your misery. There was Full Auto 2 Battle Lines.
Oh, yeah, that was a horrible game. That's the game with guns with cars on them, right? You just ride the guns around with the cars on top. I mean,
there was Tiger Woods PGA Tour 07, yeah. Tony Hawk's Project 8, Call of Duty 3, one of the worst games of all time, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
I know this because there were so few games when the PS3 came out, I played most of these.
Mobile Suit Gundam.
I didn't play that though.
Ridge Racer 7, Genji Days of Blade, and NHL 2K7.
That was it.
Yeah, so let's move on to
I
the
can
news.
Tell you when the PS3 came out though. I remember it. In Europe.
Mm-hmm. When?
And instantly I've forgotten.
Cool.
It was March 2007.
It wasn't a question. 31st of March. No one cares about your knowledge.
People do.
It's time for the
news.
I'm wrong.
Good afternoon, here's today's top stories. PlayStation exclusive from Naughty Dog The Last of Us has been announced at the Smoke Video Game Awards. Metal Gear Solid Rising has become Metal Gear Rising Revengeance and has a new developer. And Dead Rising 3 is outed by Capcom. Welcome, I'm Bobby Bignuts. A new PlayStation exclusive was announced at the Spike VGAs, and it looks tasty. With all the details, is Willie McPage.
I'm here in America, stocking up on bullets and flip knives. No, not because 2012 is coming, but because I can't wait for the Naughty Dog game, The Last of Us. Yes, the developers of Uncharted are turning their attention to a zombie survival game, with a twist. From the trailer, we can see that it has more in common with the film I Am Legend than the conventional zombie game. In fact, we don't even know if what the humans are running from are zombies. In any case, you're either excited for this release, or you don't have a PlayStation.
Looks like MGS Rising isn't dead. Take it away, Willy. Well, main man in Japan.
So we haven't heard much about MGS Rising, but at the Spike Awards, I found out that it has now changed its name. Slightly. The biggest news, though, is undoubtedly that Kojima is producing the game now, and the developers are now Platinum Games. Known for Vanquish and Bayonetta. Don't worry though, this time they are using PS3 as their leading platform, so the new MGS will not be sharing the problems that Bayonetta had.
Finally, Capcom have revealed some details about the new Dead Rising.
Anyone who played Dead Rising 2 will know how shit it was to be timed constantly as you play. In fact, this was the major complaint about the game, so you'll be overwhelmed to hear that they're doing that again. This time, you'll be getting timed as you build a fucking airplane. There's more to this news item, but I don't give a shit because I'm adding Capcom to my list of cunts I'm going to kill.
That was today's top stories. We now pass over to Simon Thornton and Ben Potter to discuss today's stories in detail. I'm Bobby Bignut, and until next time, it looks like your face caught fire and someone tried to put it out with a fork.
So, Ben, what do you think of that news, Ben?
That news was great. Mon.
So that new game that Naughty Dog's making, that looks awesome.
Yeah, that was a good trailer. That was. I'd also like to thank Mark very much for allowing me to piggyback off his TV, because he has a thing called a Slingbox, which lets you watch your TV online.
Okay.
And he gave me his account details, so I watched the Spike VGAs over at Interwebs.
Cool.
Which was good.
I thought you could do that anyway. I thought it was
No, it was blocked outside of the US.
Oh, cool.
Live stream, so that was good.
It wasn't last year, was it?
I don't know. I didn't watch it last year. I don't think I've never watched it before. It was what a stupid show that is. It's only good for the announcements.
Yeah.
And the oh my goodness. Got my first exposure to American television and that was bewildering.
So as well as that, there was announced those Spike things. The MGS Rising details.
Yeah. Don't care.
No.
Never cared.
People think that it's not going to be as good because Kojima's not making it, but Platinum Games, they've made some good games. So
it's
I have
not
faith
be
in
as
them.
Good.
You have a list of what else was announced at Spike that wasn't on the news, so you can have a look at that if you want.
Oh, so this is going to work, is it?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to scroll through, because I found it very hard to find a definitive list of what was announced. All I've got is a running commentary of what happened, so I'm going to go through.
Because I didn't even see that trailer for the Naughty Dog game until today, which is the 18th, so I'm behind on the news.
Well, you know that new game that BioWare was supposedly developing?
No.
Okay, well, it's Command & Conquer Generals 2, so that's good.
Okay, why are they making that?
No idea. Rainbow Six Patriots is okay. About terrorists.
That could be good. Good online.
Let's have a look. There's a trailer for Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that was shit. New game from Epic Games. Called Fortnite, which is very cartoony, looks a bit like Team Fortress.
Cool. I like that Epic Games are making they're not just like sticking to what they're good at, which is Gears of War. I like how they made Bulletstorm.
Yeah.
Now they're making this game. They're quite different, which is good.
Well, they didn't make it, they just they oversaw Bulletstorm.
Did they? I thought they made it.
People Can Fly developed it.
Ah, okay. By mistake.
That's alright. I hate you for that mistake. Piss off. Fortnite is sort of like a zombie type game where you have to scavenge and build up your defense or something. They just showed an announcement trailer and they haven't said which platforms it's coming to yet. Bioshock Infinite trailer looked like Bioshock Infinite.
I think they announced that too early, to be honest.
Of course they did. But the world went mad anyway.
It's funny that games in the hardware, you know, side of things, sometimes Apple will announce something and the minute they announce it, it's in the store, you can go and buy it.
Mm.
And that's good because people get so hyped when these things are announced that they just want it immediately. Yeah. I don't know why they don't do that with video games.
No, me neither.
If you said, this is Bioshock Infinite, you can buy it now on Amazon. people would go mad for that and just buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, can you imagine if they said that? Oh, and Bioshock Infinite is in stores, by the way. People are like, whoa!
They go buy it, though, wouldn't
people get in trouble? Well, yeah, they would, but it's, it doesn't really work with physical content, really, does it?
Well, like, that's what they do with, you know, the new Apple TV or the new iPod, that kind of stuff.
Well, they say it's going to be in stores.
Sometimes they don't do it so much anymore, but they used to just say, this is out now, you can go and get it.
Right.
Maybe it's easier for them because it's their company, they can keep things quiet.
Maybe. Stuff I mean, I've remembered stuff like the, a few E3s back when Sony first announced the video store. The PlayStation video store.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. It's not great prices. And the, obviously it didn't come to the UK for months anyway, and the UK one went live during the press conference, which was quite cool. But no, we don't get that sort of stuff. Never mind. I can't really think of much. There's been loads of stuff happening, but it's just difficult to keep track of. Most of you will be aware of it already.
Yeah. I Am Alive is alive.
Not for much longer.
Why?
Because I'm going to kill you. Oh, you were talking about the game.
Yeah, the game. It was, what, the trailer came out in like 2009, 2010 or something?
Oh, before that.
2008?
Probably. It was a few years ago.
Yeah. Anyway, it's coming out on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fucking awful. Visually. But, you know, as a PSN game.
I got a free theme with PlayStation Plus last month.
You did?
Yeah. About free, free I Am Live theme. I'm going to put it on now. Tell you what it's like.
Anyway, that game, it doesn't look as good as that trailer that came out ages ago kind of suggested it would be. When Killzone did that and they had their game like 4 years later it came out, it looked the exact same. And that's what made it passable. But, I mean, you can't have a massive CG announcement and then have a PSN game come out.
I'll tell you what, Simon, if the game's anything like the theme, it's not going to be very good.
No.
No.
I mean, if you look at the first second of the trailer, it's like worse than PSP visuals. They didn't
You're
need to
not
do a
very happy,
of a face.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
You sound absolutely just seething with rage.
Well, at least now we know why they hid it for so long. It's like the retarded cousin that you hide in the basement. You don't want anyone to see it in case
that
you think.
One, the one that everyone keeps in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
gone. We just kill them.
Yeah, well, I know that. We all know that.
Did I ever tell you that for the longest time, I thought euthanasia, which is like assisted suicide, was talking about
the youth in
Asia.
Oh my god!
Just.
I'm fairly sure that's the basis of a fairly well-known joke as well.
Is it?
Yeah, euthanasia.
What's the joke?
I don't know it. I'm aware of it though.
Okay.
If you just Google euthanasia jokes, you can do that on your own time, though.
I'm not sure I want that to be my search history.
In private browsing.
Yeah, that's the news. We don't have a Zippy section this week, do we?
No, he hasn't been in touch.
My name is Philip, and this is an advertorial spam cast for my exclusive club called Upper Cunts. Here you'll find the best music, cigars, and brandy the world has to offer. Only tip-top PlayStation Toffery need apply. In fact, I think I saw Zeke in here earlier. Guards!
No way, man. I love the shrimp. Don't take me away from it again.
Don't worry, Mr. Zeke. You shan't be troubling us anymore. So swing by Upper Cunts, situated on floor 2 of the PlayStation Home Mall. It's going to be banging.
So, basically, keep an eye out for the PS Vita launch unboxing fucking Zippy thing.
Fucking shit. You all have a merry, very Christmas.
Yes, Ben will see you in a couple of weeks.
No, you, what?
I mean, you'll hear his voice again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, good.
You should
I thought you meant you were
going to
see
him
in a couple
year.
Of weeks.
You should try and come on for the Game of the Year show.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah.
And yeah, stay safe.
Hate you.
This has been PlayStation Radio UK. Check us out online, playstationradio.co.uk. You can find our Facebook, email, all that kind of stuff there. Have a nice time. See ya.
Love you. Bye.
You've been listening to the PlayStation Radio UK podcast. To find out more, go to www.playstationradio.co.uk and follow us on Twitter at PS Radio UK to keep right up to date.
Do a silly voice. I just do I just do news voice. Good afternoon. Here's today's top stories. What? PlayStation exclusive from Naughty Dog. A PlayStation exclusive from Naughty Dog, The Last of Us, has been announced at Spike Video Game Awards at the Spike Video Game Awards. Simon, the Spike Video Game Awards.
Okay, I was doing it quickly and it still took me 40 minutes.
42 minutes, that's 6.
40.
Let me try again.
I hate you.
I love you. Good afternoon, here's today's top stories. A PlayStation exclusive from Naughty Dog, The Last of Us, has been announced at the Spike Video Game Awards. Metal Gear Solid Rising has become Metal Gear Solid... it's just Metal Gear Rising now, Simon, as well.
Is it? I thought it was like a subtitle.
No.
IGN said it was.
Metal Gear Rising, Revengeance.
What a dumb name that would be.
It is a dumb name. And you spelled Revengeance wrong.
I know, but it's not a word.
It is a word.
It's not. It's too much put together.
No, it's a real word.
It's not.
It is.
Fuck off.
You ravine gents.
Revenge. Just get it
fucking
done.
Hell. Oh, okay, here we go. Good afternoon, here's today's top stories. PlayStation exclusive.
I'm gonna take your fucking BBC certificate off your wall and
this
burn
isn't
it.
Going well. Good afternoon, here's today's top stories. PlayStation exclusive from Naughty Dog The Last of Us has been announced at the Smoke Video Game Awards. Metal Gear Solid Rising has become Metal Gear Rising Revengeance and has a new developer. And Dead Rising 3 is outed by Capcom. Welcome, I'm Bobby Big Nuts. I don't know what happened there. My voice is gonna funny. Welcome. Oh, fuck's sake, man. The fuck is going on today?
You suck.
Just not. I'm not in there. I'm not in there. I'm not in the zone today.
Do it.
Okay. Hello? I did your voice. Welcome, I'm Bobby Bignuts. A new PlayStation exclusive was announced at the Spike VGAs, and it looks tasty. With all the details, is Willie McPage.
I'm here in America, stopping... Stop... It's contagious, you cunt. I'm here in America, stocking up on bullets and flip knives. No, not because 2012 is coming, but because I can't wait for the Naughty Dog game, The Last of Us. Yes, the developers of Uncharted are turning their attention to a zombie survival game, with a twist. From the trailer, we can see that it has more in common with the film, I Am Legend, than the what?
Yes.
From the trailer, we can see that it has more in common with the film I Am Legend than the conventional zombie game. In fact, we don't even know if what the humans are running from are zombies. In any case, you're either excited for this release, or you don't have a PlayStation.
Very good.
Yes. Looks like MGS Rising isn't taken away of Japan.
Did that again, I couldn't even understand it.
Looks like... Oh. Oh. Looks like MGS Rising isn't dead. Take it away, Willie. Well, main man in Japan.
So we haven't heard much about MGS Rising, but at the Spike Awards, I found out that it has now changed its name. Slightly. The biggest news, though, is undoubtedly that Kojima is producing the game now, and the developers are now Platinum Games. No one for Vanquish and Bayonetta. Don't worry though, this time they are using PS3 as their leading platform, so the new MGS will not be sharing the problems that Bayonetta had.
Finally, Capcom have released...
I'll try that again.
You're just giving yourself more editing.
I know.
Finally, Capcom have revealed some details about the new Dead Rising.
Anyone who played Dead Rising 2 will know how shit it was to be timed const- oh. Sorry. Anyone who played...
More editing.
Fuck. Anyone who played Dead Rising 2 will know how shit it was to be timed constantly as you play. In fact, this was the major complaint about the game, so you'll be overwhelmed to hear that they're doing that again. This time, you'll be getting timed as you build a fucking airplane. There's more to this news item, but I don't give a shit because I'm adding Capcom to my list of cunts I'm going to kill.
That was today's top stories. We now pass over to Simon Thornton and Ben Potter to discuss today's news. Dean Howe. That was today's top stories. We now pass over to Simon Thornton and Ben Potter to discuss today's details. Story. Fuck! Ah! My nose is so blocked! This is making my nose blocked, and it's your fault, Thornton.
That's my second name.
Isn't it intimidating? Thornton.
That was today's top stories. We now pass over to Simon Thornton and Ben Potter to discuss today's stories in detail. I'm Bobby Bignut, and until next time, it looks like your face caught fire and someone tried to put it out with a fork.